So there's a lot to be commented on in the readings today. It's a little weird, though. I don't know if you noticed, but it's the weekend cycle, A, B, and C. We're on A, which is the Gospel of Matthew. But then also in the weekday cycle, we're on year one of two. And so there's a lot of overlap. So hopefully this Gospel sounded really familiar because you just read it like either last Sunday or the Sunday before. So I won't take too much time there in St. Alphonsus Liguori, but I do want to emphasize when Jesus gives the image of the weeds and the wheat, and then these two other images, and then he finishes, and he's in the house of the apostles. And they could have asked him about any one of the parables, but they go right to this one, which I think gives us a little bit of comfort when we sit there and say, God, where does evil come from? If you're such a good God and all-powerful, where does evil come from? It's the problem of all people. We ask God all the time, and people leave their faith because of tragedy and suffering and evil and bad people and bad bishops or bad priests or bad whatever. Lord, didn't you put good wheat in your field? Where did the weeds come from? So I want to encourage us, like even the apostles asked our question. And our Lord did not leave it as like, well, you'll never understand. Sorry, can't help you. He gave them an answer. And have we processed that answer ourselves so that we can give it to others? Do we understand God's answer to the problem of evil? And the only takeaway I'll share now is that he didn't take away evil by bringing about his kingdom. He simply says it will not have the last word. And can you hope in that? Can you trust in that? Evil is there, even in the church, the kingdom of God on this side of death, but at the end there will be a harvest and evil will not have the last word. And if the weeds stay, and there seems to be suffering and evil, and even sin in my own heart, also the whole world, it's for our own good. He said, if you take the weed out, you may hurt the wheat. So let them stay together till the end. So we want to take comfort in our Lord's answer to the question of mankind about why is there evil if God is supposed to be there and supposed to be good. I just want to read a quick excerpt from St. Alphonsus Liguori, since we celebrate him today. We talk about the soul's entire holiness and perfection lies in the love of Jesus Christ, our Lord, the highest good. That's our perfection. That's where we're going. What's the meaning of life? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. That's why, you know, in Eucharistic prayer 2, that we pray very often, we say that we may be brought to the fullness of charity. That doesn't mean that we will be the nicest of people. It means we'll be brought to the fullness of this perfection, which consists in the love of our God, the love of Jesus Christ, our God, the highest good, our Redeemer. Charity is the bond and safeguard of all the virtues which perfect man. Does not God deserve all our love? So he starts off on his love for God. Does not God deserve all our love? He has loved us from eternity. Consider well, Scripture says, that in loving I was first. You had not yet come forth into the light. Not even the world itself had come into existence when I already was loving you. Throughout my eternal existence, I have loved you. Since God knew that man is attracted by favors or gifts, he willed by his gifts to bind man to love of himself. I wish, he said, to draw men to love me with those very cords by which they allow themselves to be ensnared in sin, that is, with the bonds of love. And all the gifts he bestowed on man have this aim, having given him a soul made in his own image, endowed with memory, intellect, and will, and a body equipped with senses, he also created for him heaven and earth with its plenty. Through love for man, he created all these things so that all those creatures should serve man, and that man, in gratitude for so many gifts, should return love for love to his Creator. But God was not satisfied with giving us these beautiful things. He went to such lengths to win our love that he gave himself wholly and entirely to us. The Eternal Father gave us even his only beloved Son. When he saw all of us dead in sin and deprived of grace, what did he do? kind of picture like sin, like our intoxication with all the things God has given us, like alcohol poisoning. If you drink too much of it, it'll kill you. That's sin. Like the gifts of God, we allow them to intoxicate us. What did God do when he saw us dead on the field? When he saw all of us dead in sin and deprived of his grace, compelled by his great love, or rather by the extreme of his love. That's why St. John says he loved us to the extreme. He sent his beloved Son that he might make satisfaction for us and recall us to the life which sin had taken away. By giving us his Son, whom in order to spare us he did not spare, he gave us everything: grace, love, heaven. For all these indeed are less than his Son. He who did not spare his own Son, St. Paul said, but gave him up for us, will he not also give us all the things that we need with him? I simply ask the Holy Spirit to help us realize the tremendous love that God has for us, and like we're called to do towards our own perfection, that we would love him in return. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.